कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
देव विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतक श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासर गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter, text 9. Shubhadra Draupadi Kunti, Viratatanaya Tatha, Gandhari Dhritarashtrascha, युत्सर्गौतमो यमौ। सुभद्रा द्रौपदी कुन्ती विराटा तनया तथा गांधारी धृतराष्ट्रश्च युत्सर्गौतमो यमौ। सुभद्रा द्रौपदी कुन्ती विराटतनया तथा गांधारी धृतराष्ट्रश्च युत्सर्गौतमो यमौ। माताजी सुभद्रा द सिस्टर ऑफ कृष्णा द्रौपदी द वाइफ ऑफ द पांडवस कुंती द मदर ऑफ द पांडवस विराट तनया द डॉटर ऑफ विराट उत्तरा तथा ऑल्सो गांधारी द मदर ऑफ दुर्योधन धृतराष्ट्र द फादर ऑफ दुर्योधन च एंड युयुत्सुः द सन ऑफ धृतराष्ट्र बाय हिज वैश्य वाइफ गौतम कृपाचार्य यमौ द ट्विन ब्रदर्स नकुल एंड सहदेव. One more verse we need to add here in the recitation. Brikotarascha daumyascha striyo matsya sutadhayaha na sehire vimikyanto viraham sangadhanvanaha sarangadhanvanaha. Word to word meaning. Brikotaraha bhima cha and daumyaha Daumya, cha and striyaha, also other ladies of the palace. Matsya sutadayaha, the daughter of a fisherman. Satyavati, Bhishma stepmother. Na could not sebhire tolerate vimukhyantaha. Almost fainting, viraham, separation, sargadhanvanaha of Sri Krishna, who bears a conch in his hand. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. At that time, Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yutsu, Kripacharya, Nakula, Sahadeva, Bhimasena, Dhaumya, and Satyavati all nearly fainted because it was impossible for them to bear separation from Lord Krishna. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna is so attractive for the living beings, especially for the devotees, that it is impossible for them to tolerate separation. The conditioned soul, under the spell of illusory energy, forgets the Lord. Otherwise he cannot. The feeling of such separation cannot be described. But it can be simply imagined by devotees only. After a separation from Vrindavan and the innocent rural cowherd boys, girls, ladies and others, they all felt shock throughout their lives. And the separation of Radharani, the most beloved cowherd girl, is beyond expression. Once they met at Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse, and the feeling which was expressed by them is heart-rending. There is, of course, a difference in the qualities of transcendental devotees of the Lord. But none of them have ever contacted the Lord by direct communion or otherwise can leave him for a moment. That is the attitude of pure devotee. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Viratas Tanaya Tatha Gandhari Dhritarashtrasya Yusur Gautamo Yamau. At that time Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Uttara Gandhari Dhritarashtra Yusu Kripacharya Nakula Sahadeva Bhimasena Dhaumya and Satyavati all nearly fainted because it was impossible for them to bear separation from Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. Seek all the devotees' grace and blessings to say something on this verse. It's a great privilege after a long time. Prabhupada is talking about separation from here. It's very, when I read the purport, I thought that I should just come and chant Hare Krishna and stop. But I didn't do the duty, so I hope something comes out sensible. So Srila Prabhupada, generally he doesn't easily express his inner feelings of Vraja Bhava. But in this first canto itself, departure of Lord Krishna for Dwaraka, Srila Prabhupada is expressing his mood of Prajavasis in a very explicit way. We hear in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada have rarely mentioned the name of Srimati Radharani. Except in the invocation mantra. And rest of the whole Gita, you don't get to hear the name itself. Of course, those who are transcendental devotees, they can, you know, with their lens, they can find out. So, in the end of the Bhagavad Gita's last shloka purport, Srila Prabhupada very diligently, secretly, he ends the Bhagavad Gita with the mention of Srimati Radharani without naming. So the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada ends with such a very high esoteric feelings of Vrindavan Rasa, which is understood by great devotees. It's not easily be seen by ordinary people. Here, of course, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about feelings of separation. Prabhupada says, Lord Sri Krishna is so attractive for the living beings, especially for the devotees, that it is impossible for them to tolerate separation. So it is impossible to tolerate separation. And Prabhupada also speaks about Srimati Radharani's separation is beyond expression. And in one sentence, Prabhupada says that this cannot be described by words. So, in a simple logic, when we say that I can't describe something by word, means he has to have some basic understanding of that. If I say that, the ocean's depth cannot be understood, described, that means that person should have some understanding of what is ocean is. Then only he can say the ocean is so huge that it cannot be described, its depth cannot be understood. But if a person doesn't even know what is ocean, he won't be speaking such things, you know. So, the very fact that Prabhupada says is beyond expression, that means that those who are into that, when they say it's beyond expression, they understood the glories, you know. Otherwise, it is like a child is talking about, some Himalayan mountain or something, you know, just only heard the word, doesn't understand what it is, you know, small baby. So it's beyond expression, but there is one good news for all of us is that even though it's beyond expression, it looks very far, but one great good news, it's actually just not a good news, it is a great relief is that, it's a great relief and it is a understanding of celebration and understanding of it is a occasion for festival. What is that means? This particular thing which is so high, which the great devotees are hankering to achieve. Fortunately, it is not something external to us. It is just the intrinsic natural quality of all of us. That can give us a great relief, If somebody want to become like Bill Gates or like Ambani or something, he has a desire to become a great, richest person in the world, but he doesn't have anything. So he has to acquire something, work hard and earn money, get a lot of things from outside, and he can become a rich man. So something he has to acquire from externally outside to become a rich man. But this is the richest of all richness. What is that? The living entity's natural attraction towards Krishna, it is not something external, It is actually intrinsic. So in that sense, we can have a relief. The other religious systems, they don't say these things, We have to go there, we have to get God's grace, mercy. But Sanatana Dharma is only Dharma which explicitly says that the Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, God realization, love of Godhead is something which is not to be acquired from outside. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhunai Shravanadi Suddha Chitta Karaya Udai. Krishna Prema is not a sadhya. It is not to be acquired. It is intrinsic. So when you hear that it is intrinsic, we can have a relief that, there will be some kind of celebration that it is there within me. It's not something I have to acquire. Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is not the external imposition on the mind. It is not artificial imposition on the mind. So that means it should give a great relief for us. So why such an intrinsic? It's not only Gaudiya Vaishnavas, all the Vaishnava Acharyas, for that matter, they agree on that. The Swarupa of the Jiva is always blissful, happy, you know. So that is Krishna's magnanimity and grace, that he shares his happiness with all the living entities. He shares his eternality with all living entities. Krishna is eternal, never, always there. We are also always there. So he shares his eternality with all of us. Even though Bhagavad Gita says, the Atma can never be killed. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. So, if that is the case, is it Krishna is also all powerful? He can do anything. So, can't he not kill the soul? Sacharya is a right question. The soul is never killed, it is always there. But if Krishna wants, can he not kill the soul? If he cannot, then he is not a Sarva Shaktiman. He is not all powerful. So Acharya says Krishna can do it. Krishna can make the soul nil. Mean he can destroy the existence of the soul, and he can do that. But he doesn't do it. And he never does. He never did also. So in that sense, Krishna is magnanimous. So he is sharing his eternality well with all the jivas. And he's sharing his quality of ananda with all the jivas. And he's also sharing the quality of being knowledgeable with all the jivas. So in that sense, it is not something that we have to acquire externally, but it is intrinsic. So, just like the water, the nature of water is to flow like a liquid. But when you put it in the refrigerator, it is for the time being, it is like a solid rock. So, but it's a matter of time, it has to become a liquid again, you know. So, in that way, even though we hear love for Krishna, Vrajavas is something very beyond expression, Prabhupada says. So, it may make us kind of, this is not, when it is going to happen, I am not fit for this, you know, I can't do all, I don't know when I will get it. So, we may become despondent. But at the same time, in the material world, if it is anything material or spiritual, one cannot do any endeavor unless a person is happy doing that. Whether you are somebody is, you know, selling tea or is telawala, you know, selling, you know, in the huts and selling fruits, anything anybody does, unless there is some happiness, one cannot do anything in this world, material or spiritual. So when we hear about this higher understanding of Vraja Bhava and all, we become sometime, we may become despondent. This is not going to work for me. It's so great. I am so low. So we may become despondent. So at that time, something for our happiness, that we have to be happy to perform anything. So we can be happy and relieved that, wait a minute, even though it is very high as of now, but actually it is your birthright. This is something just your birthright, and it's just intrinsic to you. So do not worry. So that can give us encouragement, happiness to pursue this path. So just like a person going to cinema theater to watch a film, you know, nowadays so many great movies are coming, you know, people are, you know, and cinema theaters are open, and so much discussion about various movies, you know, in South India, one movie RRR, I don't know if you heard about it. So much people are talking about it. So people have not yet watched the movie, many could be also. But the very fact they are hearing about it, they are, you know, seeing the trailer maybe, and even you got the ticket, you are on the way to the cinema theater, how much happiness that gives to the people. They are not yet reached, they are not yet fulfilled their desire, but even the very fact that the excitement that they are going to see the movie, that itself is gives them excitement. So even the material thing that happens, say in this, what is this material thing? This is not intrinsic, natural for the jiva to enjoy this, even if it is RRR movie. Radharani is, this RR is, it's intrinsic to us, you know. So even the materially, when a person is not achieved, in the process itself is they are excited, which is external to them. So what to speak of something intrinsic, natural of the jiva, being in Vrindavan, serving Radha Krishna, and being blissful in Krishna's association, which Krishna gracefully shared with us without, you know, holding with himself. Somebody is a very rich person. We are coming on the way in the Sea Link Road, and there was a big, huge house. And somebody said, this is a two people live in that huge house. And so in spite of good people, it is not easy to share everything equally with others. But Krishna is such a merciful personality, he shares his ananda equally with his devotees. In fact, the very fact of Mahaprabhu's descent itself shows that Mahaprabhu is wondering that it looks like I shared my ananda with my devotees more than what I experienced. So that is a very fact of Mahaprabhu's descent, that my devotees are experiencing ananda more than me. So isn't it Krishna is amazing that he can share the quality of bliss, his own intrinsic quality. What is the definition of a Brahma or of Krishna or Supreme Lord is that he is anandamaya abhyasat. He is blissful. The very definition of Brahma or Krishna is that he is blissful in nature. So the most intrinsic quality of Krishna, the essential quality of Absolute Truth, Krishna is being blissful, eternal and full of knowledge. And Krishna is happily sharing. Not just sharing, he is actually giving more than that to us. So that is the greatness of Krishna. So that should give us a relief and that should give us a hope and happiness to perform the bhakti, even though it appears to be many times very difficult. So the very fact that our goal is such, that gives us that can give us excitement, even though it is not in front of us. So simultaneously, it is a long way to go. I know when whether we will achieve or not, so much doubts comes. But for these two reasons, what are the two reasons? That this Vrajabhava Srila Prabhupada is experiencing and speaking in this purport is nothing external to us. It is our birthright, matter of time we are going to achieve it. So that can give us the happiness and a good news and enthusiasm to perform our bhakti. Second is that the very fact that we are on the process, that can give us excitement and hope. Even the material world also people are experiencing. In the process itself they are excited and they are enthusiastic for something artificial. You know, why not we can be excited and happy and in performing bhakti, which is going to be resulted in a great, you know, celebration. So Name Bhakta Pranashadi, Krishna promises us. So Krishna promises for sure. So these are some thoughts I had. In the meantime, when we talk about separation of Krishna's devotees with Krishna, Prabhupada is speaking about it. So separation means there has to be minimum two entities. Person who is separated, the object of love and the person who loves. You know, that we say in Ashraya Vigraha, Vishaya Vigraha. In technically speaking, there are few things always come with the pair. You know, when you go to the shop, if you buy a switchboard, you know, with the switch also comes a screw. You don't have to ask separately, do you have the screw for that? You know, when you ask switchboard, it comes, you know. When you ask a mobile phone, you know, it comes with the, you know, screen also. You don't have to ask different parts of that mobile phone separately. So similarly, certain things always come together. So in the technically we call such things are jnana, knowledge. When you say knowledge means it doesn't come alone. Knowledge means immediately a question comes. He is very intelligent and very knowledgeable person. What he knows, we ask the question. What he knows. So knowledge means vishaya comes always. And when you say there is a love, he loves so much. Whom he loves? The question comes, what he loves. So love means there is actually a personality comes with that, you know. So that is called as vishaya. So these things are savishayaka padarthas. Love, that means, you know, affection. Icha, desire. No, I have a longing desire. Immediately, what do you desire comes. So these are all part and parcel, savishayaka padarthas. So icha, krodha, anger also, and desire, bhakti also comes in that category. Means savishayaka. What is a vishaya for that? So desire has a vishaya, jnana has a vishaya, love has a vishaya, bhakti has a vishaya. So here, when the term love comes, separation comes also, there is a vishaya is there. On whom our love is applied towards. So that person is called Vishaya. And Vishaya Vigraha. So Krishna is object of love, Vishaya Vigraha. And definitely love means there has to be a stratum or substratum on which the love is existing. Just like if we take this, Vyasapitam. It is existing here because the Vyasasana is down here. If it is not there, this will fall off. So this is a ashraya for this. So ashraya means that which is holding, mic stand is holding mic. Similarly, when there is a love, means where the love is, is existent, where it is there, without which love cannot hold, love cannot be there. That is called ashraya. So where is the love is present? In the heart of the devotee. So devotees are called ashraya. This mic stand is ashraya for the mic. So what is ashraya for the love? The devotees. So devotees are holding the love, and the love is applied towards Krishna. So love, affect, desire, hatred, these all have these two things, part and parcel. So the love, the devotees have bhakti, and the bhakti is there in the heart of devotees. So Krishna's devotees are the ashraya. Without Krishna's devotees, the bhakti have no place to stay. And the object of bhakti is Krishna. So Vishaya Vigraha Shri Krishna, and ashraya is devotees, and the bhakti is in between them. So Krishna, Prabhupada is talking about the separation, and the Pandavas are feeling separation from Krishna. But when you speak about love, just like the devotees have love for Krishna, Krishna also have love for devotees. So then it what happens? The ashraya for the love will become Krishna, and the vishaya will become devotees. It can take both the positions, isn't it? So when the question comes about separation, it is simultaneously separation of devotees from Krishna and Krishna separation from devotees. Both are there. So whose separation is greater? Devotee separation from Krishna or Krishna separation from devotees? So when you analyze this, you know, Srila Prabhupada says that due to the maya potency, conditioned souls have forgotten Krishna. So because of maya potency, we have forgotten Krishna. But is it possible that Krishna can forget us? That cannot happen. Why? Because there is no maya which affects Krishna. When the screen is put, you know, we can't take darshan of Krishna. But Krishna can see through the screen also. So Krishna can see us. So, but what Krishna's difficulty is that when Krishna sees that we are not able to see him, that creates a kind of pain in his heart. So the pain of the devotee's separation from Krishna and the pain of Krishna that the devotees are not able to, you know, enjoy him. When you compare this pain, it appears that the pain of Krishna is more severe than the devotee's pain. So when there is a pain, automatically there is an endeavor to relieve the pain. Now what should we do to relieve the pain? You know, we go to the doctor, take checkup, put medicines. So Krishna is also endeavoring to relieve the pain of his devotees, and devotees also endeavoring to relieve their pain. What is the pain? Feelings of separation from Krishna they want to mitigate. So when you compare that, who is doing more work? Sometimes we say, I am chanting 16 rounds, or Ekadasi Nirjal I am doing 64 rounds, doing so many things. So it looks like I am doing a lot of endeavor and Krishna is just playing his flute, you know. He is just accepting. But the acharyas explain that Krishna's endeavor is actually more greater than our endeavor. Why? Because who has a lot of pain, he does the maximum thing, you know, like mother, parents. Parents become more afflicted with the pain when the children are not happy. So the children is endeavoring more to become, you know, happy, or the parents are endeavoring, means obviously parents are endeavoring more harder, you know, something I should do to, you know, make him happy, you know. So Krishna's endeavor is more greater. So what Krishna does, it may be something very basic things only, we all heard about it. What Krishna does, if we just try to understand that, actually we become actually, such a gratitude will happen in our heart. And that gratitude and appreciation will make us feel that my difficulties in bhakti, these are all like, you know, petty things, you know. It is practically nothing, you know. I'll tell one small story. I'm not a very entertaining speaker and boring you. When we speak about the devotees also, sometimes we see that, you know, the senior devotees are loving us and other devotees are loving the senior devotees. Senior devotees will not just say number of years I'm talking about, those who are advanced devotees. So, this Krishna is the advanced, the senior, mature devotees, pure devotees and the sadhaka devotees. So one time it so happened, Sripada Ramanujacharya have told one disciple that I will give something very special. That means that special thing is that he will teach him the methodology of deity worship to him. And the devotee is eagerly waiting when I will get the chance to worship the learn the deity worships, you know, art. So he came to Ramanujacharya and told him that, you know, you told me, you promised me that you will teach me the deity worship. When can I come? So Raman, I am busy now, come little later. So then he came after some time. Again he said, I really want to teach you, but you know, I am caught up with so many management, this, that, you know. So I can't do it now, come little later. Like that he postponed practically for 50-20 times. Not deliberately, but he really had a very tough schedule, busy schedule. It so happened he went to one particular temple where there was utter need of some deity worship. And apparently a new devotee was there. So because of the need, Sripada Ramanujacharya was teaching him the standard of deity worship to him just few days before he became a devotee. And that time, when he is half the way he went to the class, that devotee who has been asking for 15-20 years, he just walks in. So that time, when he walks in, Ramanujacharya was seeing him from distance, that devotee is walking in, and the class is going on in between both of them. So now, in that situation, it is explained that Ramanujacharya started trembling. And, you know, he was sweating and he was, and the disciple is, you know, just walking in and he saw the class is going on. He was also kind of, you know, surprised and he was, you know, all mixed emotions were there. And he was not feeling envious also. So, but the disciple, I mean, the old disciple saw the Acharya is, you know, uncomfortable, you know, array, this fellow, I rejected him for years together. And what he wanted, I am just giving to him, you know, the new person. So that time, Ramanuja called him and other disciples also sitting. He said, you know, by your mercy, he is talking to the old disciple, by your grace, by your mercy, I got a great revelation. So this fellow is thinking that, I want revelation from you, we're waiting for years together and you are telling that by your mercy, I got revelation. Who is telling? Ramanuja is telling. So this devotee was wondering what revelation you can get from me, you know, I am in waiting to hear from you. So Ramanuja said that till now I have read Bhagavatam and other Shastras, Yashoda Maya and Krishna. Krishna was fearful of Yashoda, you know, in the Makhancho, Damodavila. Krishna is running away from the grinding motor. Ulukala Dhavamanam. So Krishna is fearful and I was always thinking, why Krishna is fearful? Why he is, you know, crying? He is running out of fear of Mother Yashoda, stick in the hand, you know. I didn't really understood. But today I understood that, you know. So he said that, you are my disciple. But today I become so fearful to see you actually. Because you may be thinking that, you know, you neglected me and you are teaching a new person. So actually I am feeling very uncomfortable. I am feeling very ashamed that you may be thinking about me, you know. My Guru Maharaj is neglecting me. So how I am going to face you? I feel I am doing injustice to you. So now, in this condition, I am feeling some kind of you know, fear. I am going to face you. It's not necessary that Ramanuja has to beg forgiveness. He is Swarat, you know. The Guru is a Swarat. When he wants, he can give. When he doesn't want, he can leave you. You know, it's not a you know, he has to take the disciple. When he wants, he will give the mantra. When he wants, he will give the name. If he doesn't want, he has to wait. We can't just demand it, you know. So, this is not necessary for him to do. But Ramanuja, as his own heart, he says that, even though I am a guru, I promised you, but I couldn't fulfill my promise. But I am doing this, somebody else just came now. He came just now. So, he is saying that, now I am so afraid of you, what you will think of me. That remains me. Now I understand the feeling of Krishna with Yashoda. Krishna is Supreme Lord. But out of affection to Mother Yashoda, he is feeling fearful. So, now Srila Prabhupada writes in one sentence here, Radharani, the most beloved cowherd girl, is beyond the separation of Radharani, the most beloved cowherd girl, is beyond expression. And Prabhupada says that the feeling of such separation cannot be described, but it can be simply be imagined by devotees only. This statement have a lot of, you know, amsha or parts. Feeling of such separation cannot be described, number one. Second, it can be imagined. It can be imagined. Third, only by the devotees. So the feelings of such separation cannot be described, But simply it can be imagined, and that also by the devotees only. So this sentence is overloaded sentence, which has, you know, which has such a, you know, like a cotton, Bhagavatam is a cotton, if you separate it, it expands. So many things in one sentence Prabhupada have given in that. So such separation, though intrinsic to our heart, viraha bhava, separation from Krishna, experience a joy of separation from Krishna is intrinsic, it's a joyous news. But now because of this avidya, or because of anarthas, it has been covered. So it is now, it is external to us artificially. It cannot be described at the deceased condition. But it can be imagined by devotees also. Imagine, we can have some feelings, understanding, glimpse of understanding. That also will be possible only if you are a devotee of Krishna. So at the same time, that can give us satisfaction and happiness that we could at least imagine. We could at least get a glimpse of this. Oh, only I am getting a glimpse, I am not enjoying it. Do not worry, you are in the process, you should be excited. That is not external, this entrance, your birthright, matter of time it is going to happen. So in this way, it is a joyous vocation, it is enthusiastic. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, bhakti means usaha, nishaya, dhairya. There should be patience, enthusiasm, at the same time there is determination, you know. Something very easily available, we become enthusiastic, but we may not be patient, you know. After 20 years, we will get 1 crore. You know, every day you have to go and get, you know, 10,000 rupees every now and then. Then you will become crorepati. Nobody likes to go to that place to get the money, you know. How long I will go, you know. Immediately something else will run to that, you know. So, Shabari for that example, such enthusiasm, patience. Why? Anytime Ram will come, so I have the same enthusiasm, same determination, the same patience she has. Why? Because she understood, she is excited in the process of seeing Ram only. So the excitement and happiness she experienced is same in the process also and seeing Ram also. That is the greatness of transcendence. So spiritual things, even the time you are approaching it and after approaching, both are of the same nature of transcendence. So because of our being in the material world, we are not able to appreciate that. So here, this is just the story of Ramanuja. He is saying that, now I understood, I could imagine by this particular scenario that I did not teach you. So Ramanujacharya explaining that by his simple, this small story, that he could imagine or assume how Yashoda Maya, how Krishna is fearful of Yashoda Maya with the interaction with his own disciple. So in our dealings with the devotees, in our sadhana bhakti also, we may not, many of you could be on that level also, but it is a great relief, and this is the technique of bhakti, that how we can actually relish bhakti and how we can be satisfied. Nashta kushtam rupa pushtam bhakti tushtam chakarayaha. Namitam chaitanyam vasudeva dayadhrati nashta kushtam rupa pushtam bhakti tushtam chakarayaha. Kaviraj Goswami says, when Mahaprabhu delivered the leper Vasudeva, he embraced Vasudeva, and three things happened: nashta kushtam, rupa pushtam, bhakti tushtam. So these are three levels in our, you know, spiritual life. Nashta kushtam means he is external, you know, Vasudeva's external disease disappeared. Then rupa pushtam, so external, this kushta is can be compared to our anarthas, that disappeared. And when the external anartha disappeared, second thing what happened, rupa pushtam. Rupa pushta means he became effulgent and beautiful. He was as beautiful as Mahaprabhu. So what happened? When we perform bhakti, slowly the anarthas go away. And our rupa pushta means we become, you know, when we walk in the street also, the people are, you see, these devotees are very effulgent. You know, Srila Prabhupada says, my devotees, when they walk in the street, they are like Vaikuntha men, especially when they are shaved and, you know, wearing devotee dress. So rupa pushtam, our rupa will be, literally it become nourished, it will become nourished pushtam. And then bhakti tushtam, satisfaction just in the very fact that we are performing devotional service, even in the sadhana state. So these three things happens in the bhakti process. So that is both things, both contradiction. One is that this is beyond expression, it looks like very far. At the same time, it is a celebration that it is actually just near to us. Even if it is not near to us, very fact that we are actually, it's a birthright, we are going to achieve it, that itself can give us happiness. So, when Vasudeva says that Mahaprabhu, I will become proud, you embrace me, I become very beautiful now. So Mahaprabhu relieved him by giving these three things, Rupa Pushtam, Bhakti Tushtam, being satisfied in performing Bhakti. What is Bhakti? Bhakti, definition of Bhakti is Anukulena Krishnanushilam. Satisfaction of Krishna is Bhakti. So my satisfaction or Krishna's satisfaction? So Krishna is satisfied in our sadhana bhakti also, Krishna is satisfied in our prema bhakti also. But we want to achieve Krishna, love for Krishna, we want to be satisfied. But the very fact that even at this sadhana bhakti also Krishna is satisfied, so that should give us satisfaction that I am actually situated in my natural position of satisfying Krishna. When Krishna wants to give prema bhakti, let him give. If it's not, I am happy in even the process of sadhana bhakti. Why? That is giving me excitement. Why? I am performing bhakti to please Krishna. One time His Grace Jaranivas who came to Radha Gopinath temple. So he once said that when we perform sadhana bhakti, Krishna is very pleased. So then I said, Prabhuji, if I become very pure, then Krishna will be more pleased, isn't it? So he said that, when you approach Gauranitai, Panchatattva, whether you are pure or impure, if you go and offer your bhoga to him, they will immediately accept it. So then I said that, Prabhuji, if I become pure devotee, you know, I can actually, you know, offer with love and affection. So he asked a question that, when you offer your bhoga to Krishna, whether you are pure or impure, Gauranitai will immediately take it and put it in their mouth. Then I said, Prabhuji, but I still want to. You are having a problem of acidity. What acidity? Siddhikami. Aciditiness. So you are Siddhikami. Why you want to become pure? I want. Why you want so much? If you are pure or impure, Gauranitai will eat your prasadam. If you become pure devotee, what only difference is that you can see Gauranitai taking your offering and putting in their mouth. That you can see when you become pure devotee. So what do you want? You want to see Gauranitai eating the prasadam or you want them to eat your offering? What do you want? So obviously he said if they are eaten, then itself is happiness. So you want to get the happiness of seeing them eating or you want their happiness of eating your bhoga. So you should be satisfied. They are enjoying. And the very fact that they are Mahaprabhu, they will accept whatever you are giving. So the understanding is that there is excitement, there is a lot of happiness for us that even at the present state of devotion service, there are great things are happening. There are amazing transcendental things are happening which we may not be able to perceive. But that should give us happiness and excitement in such a way that we don't, even somebody comes and gives us, you know, Krishna Prema, we are so excited that we don't even know somebody is giving. We are just busy in, you know, serving Krishna. That happened with Anandacharya, you know the story. Balaji called him and he said that, come, I'm calling you, you know. So he said, I am very busy in making garland. I have no time to come and meet you. So Balaji becomes so angry that he called him that, do you know, if I give order to you, to Anandacharya, he said, you are my devotee. If I give order to you, you will be kicked out of this Tirupati. You know, he was serving in Tirumala Tirupati. So then Anandacharya said that, wait a minute, you are the Lord, I am offering garland to you. But actually there is no direct relation between you and me. My Guru, Sripad Ramanacharya, told me to come and do garland seva to you. On his order, I have come. So he told me I should make fresh garland to you in the morning, like great devotees, Mataji, sir, making garlands. Such a great service and scientific. When the flower in the budding state, before the sunrise, around 5 o'clock, they pluck the flower. And the garland is made before the sunrise, so that the garland is nicely made before the flower become blossomed. You know, in the bud state, you can easily make the garland. When it become blossomed, you know, if you put the petals, will, you know, withered away and it fall, it will be dismantled. So such a very delicate seva, this devotee has to make the garland before the flower blossom. After the garland is made, it naturally blossoms. It becomes so beautiful, you know. You don't have to work hard to make the garland. So at that time, you are getting a call from the deity. The Balaji is calling you, come immediately. He did not go. He came after he made the garland. He took the garland and leisurely he went. Yeah, I called you. I am the Lord. I am calling you. You didn't come. He said, wait a minute. I had to make garland for you according to the order of my guru. So I had to fulfill his order. I don't have a direct relation with you. I can't follow your order. Then Lord says, if I want, I can kick you out of this place. I am the Brahmanda Koti Nayaka, Akhilanta Koti Brahmanda Koti Nayaka. I am the Supreme Lord. Everything is under my jurisdiction. I can kick you out. So he wasn't bothering about that. He said, you see, we are in Tirumala Hill. Sri Vaikuntha Viraktaya Swami Pushkarani Tate. Mahalakshmi left your chest. You become maybe bored in Vaikuntha. Durga Maharishi kicked Mahavishnu. Mahalakshmi left. So Vaikuntha Viraktha, you become dissatisfied in Vaikuntha because of the absence of Lakshmi. You came here a few days back. And I came here little after you. So both of us are tenant here. Varaha Swami, Varaha Devi is in the place, is the owner. So you can't, one tenant cannot kick another tenant away from another place. So you don't have any right. So I have come here on the order of my Guru Ramanuja. So I am doing my seva. You can't call me. If you call me in the early morning, how can I come here? The flower will become blossom. Then after that, if I make garland, it will be difficult to make the garland. I can't offer you nicely. Which will make my Guru's heart, you know, unhappy. So I didn't come. So the excitement of service, the Lord is calling and he may want to give some, you know, Vaikuntha to him, but he's not bothered about it. Aray, I am happy in serving, you know, plucking flower, tulasi and making garland. So the excitement, absorption in the process itself is so exciting. The devotees are not bothered about, you know, the perfection, you know. And such devotees are qualified to get the perfection. Susubhikshamana. Tattenukampam. So those devotees who are tolerating the miseries coming from all these three kinds of miseries and just performing devotional service without thinking about the end result, they are the devotees who will be receiving the end results easily, you know. Krishna Prem will come running towards them. But those who are endeavoring for the result, what happened? They will end up in not concentrating on the process properly, you know. This happened, that happened, this, that, you know. So that is the beauty of devotional service, that, you know. Though in this purport we are reading, you know, this kind of separation, sometime it may give, when this is going to happen, do not worry. Srila Prabhupada, you know, some devotees started a Gopi Bhava club, you know. Let us just come and discuss about Gopi Bhava, you know. And all the rest of the devotees are, you know, book distribution, cleaning, you know, management, this cements and construction. So, at that time, one devotee's realization was, that discussing about Radha Krishna pastime without performing our prescribed duties in devotional service is like talking about gulab jamun. You know, so nice, so sweet, so brown, soft. And performing bhakti according to your guru's instructions, according to your adhikar, it is actually like eating gulab jamun. Which is better, eating gulab jamun or talking about gulab jamun? So, of course, the gulab jamun, if you put it in our mouth is covered by a thick layer of cloth. We were not able to taste it, but at least we are eating. But this is like talking about gulab jamun, not putting the mouth also. The gulab jamun, even if you are not tasting, it will go inside your mouth. It can give the energy. The food, even if you are not tasting, it can give energy. May not be great, but it can give energy. But simply talking about gulab jamun is not going to do anything for you. So, in that way, the sadhana bhakti which is kindly offered by Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, this process, it may appear to be a simple and you may not, you know, get the glimpse of such description. At the same time, it is by hearing this description, Prabhupada, we can imagine how the imagination means not just theoretical imagination, we can actually experience by the association of fellow devotees. When we dress like Dauji Prabhu dresses, it is full absorption. For me, it is like, I have to do, you know, as attendance I have to put, you know, I am also part of the temple, you know, people should not forget me, I just come there. But he is so absorbed in deity. So, okay, by association of him, oh, this is how we should do the deity worship. So that feeling I can get some kind of glimpse. So somebody is a great feeling, so I may get some glimpse of that. Like that, you know, Prabhuji's Gopinath Chandrapur absorption, chanting the holy name, hearing Bhagavatam, whoever he is, even today also he is sitting here. So that kind of glimpse, oh, this is how one should hear Bhagavatam. So this, as Prabhupada says, this can be imagined by devotees only. By being with the devotees, that end results can, the glimpse now and then comes, and that can give us a pushing, that can give us a, you know, fuel by which our journey towards the perfection is happily and nicely goes on. So by the grace of devotees, one can perform devotional service enthusiastically and naturally with happiness. At the same time, offending devotees and finding fault with them, it creates havoc, because our experience of Krishna's higher rasa is possible only through the devotees. So as His Grace Jananyasa Prabhu said, that by the association of devotees, one can advance in devotional service. At the same time, in the association of devotees, there is a lot of danger that one can fall down from spiritual life also because of the aparadha. So, one should be very careful in such example of Ramanuja. Even though he is dealing with his disciple, but he's actually very humble, and guru is trembling in front of disciple, you know. So such kind of association, learning, and careful dealings with the devotees, that can give us the window towards the perfection, the glimpse of the perfection, and that can push us performing devotional service more and more happily. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. I just spoke some small things, so you all kindly tolerate it. So any corrections, comments? Gaurangapriya Prabhu. I came to Radha Gopina temple to, one of the main goal is to appreciate Gaurangapriya Prabhu for his Bhagavad Gita notes, which is written years back, which I didn't see. I came to offer my gratitude and appreciation to you. Which you didn't bother about printing also. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for tolerating. Any corrections, comments, questions?
Thank you, Prabhu, for a beautiful class. And it was quite hope-giving in that sense. I had a question regarding this verse itself. Like here, the mention of Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, and other Kaurava parties are also given. So they are also experiencing separation from Krishna. Although there must be love, then only you can experience separation. So that intrigued me a lot.
I had a same question. I wanted to take shelter of Radhika Vallabh Prabhu to ask him, but he is busy in his spiritual services. I was busy in my other, not so spiritual, so I couldn't get him. By speculation, if it is become philosophical speculation, if he agrees or other devotees agrees, I don't know. I'll try. So when I was coming across the same doubt, I saw the purport also. First line in the purport, the second line of the purport, it says, Lord Sri Krishna is so attractive for the living beings, especially for the devotees, that it is impossible for them to tolerate separation. So Prabhupada says, Lord Sri Krishna is so attractive for the living beings in general. And then he says, the conditioned souls under the spell of illusory energy forgets a lot, otherwise he cannot. So it looks like it's a natural tendency that the living entities are attracted to Krishna. So, in one class, Gopi Paranandana Prabhu said, in one particular Vaishnava Sampradaya, they have this typical understanding that not all the jivas are intrinsically attracted to Krishna. Some are like coal. Coal is blackish. So more you rub the coal, however deep you go, it is still all that, till the end it is blackish only. But we say the jiva is like a diamond. The diamond is naturally effulgent, naturally precious, but a diamond is covered by a cow dung, the effulgence doesn't come out. So if you just remove the cow, what you are doing is each and every one of you are diamond, including me also, because intrinsically Krishna has shared that, you know. So we are all part of this. Our birthright. So the diamond, the swarup of the Atma is like a diamond, but it is covered by the anarthas. So we are not doing anything external. By chanting the holy name, what happened? The anarthas are getting, removed, and automatically it will become effulgent. So that gives a relief that we don't have to become proud, because everybody is intrinsically as effulgent as anybody, and they have similar love for Krishna. So all are same in that sense. Now there is a gradation because of these coverings. Some are more covered, some are less covered. So because of the jivas are like a diamond, they have natural attraction to Krishna. Because some other sampradaya, they say that they are not like a diamond. Some are diamond naturally, some are like coal. How much ever coal is always going to be coal only. It is always dark. So when Gopi Pranandan spoke on this particular topic. He said, even Duryodhana can also get love for Krishna because he is also part and parcel of Krishna, which is cannot be tolerated by some sampradaya people. That Duryodhana is Kali personified, he is be eternally, he will be in the hell only. He just cannot experience Krishna. So for us, it is not a problem because all the jivas are diamond in heart by nature. So when we come in touch with Krishna, sometimes the glimpse of the diamond nature comes it can pierce through the dirt also, you know. So Janivas Prabhu say, once time he said that even the devotees can experience a glimpse of love for Krishna, even you're talking about present ISKCON devotees. In 2-3 vacations he would say, so when sometime without our knowledge or without our expectation, suddenly devotees can bliss when we are taking darshan of Krishna, you know. Sometime, it not every time it comes. Second time it can come during kirtan. Suddenly, you know, some yatra kirtan, we, oh, that kirtan, I was so blissful, you know, without our knowledge. By the time you realize I was blissful, that will disappear, you know, because you can't realize I am blissful when you are experiencing the bliss. You have to forget yourself, you know. So in those times that even the devotees can also get some kind of experience in our present scenario, that is considered transcendental. So if that is the case, Dhritarashtra is also part and parcel of Krishna. He is also a diamond. He is covered. But it is not surprising that he is also feeling separation from Krishna. Temporarily, it could be possible. So, that's what I understood. And we have no problem. If Dhritarashtra also gets happiness, let him get happiness. And it's a joyous occasion. Radhika Vallabh Prabhu, he can throw the diamond, can shower the effulgence more. Any other devotees? Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.